The most common theme running through these videos on this channel is project management. I started making videos about Starship because the project management approach to Starship is a crock of cheese. Agile project management methods work well for software. When I teach how to use those methods, I warn people that they are so attractive and so simple that it's tempting to use them everywhere, which is often a disaster. So no surprise when I heard of all the iterative development bullshit about Starship. I thought this is a crock of cheese. I should talk about this being a huge blunder and warn all those people out there in the tech industry that knowledge of software development project management isn't going to translate to rockets or much else besides software. And so it's no surprise that on the 9th test flight, it blew up again at roughly the same time and place as the 8th test flight. The iterative changes made between these two test flights didn't improve the outcome. This is a project where progress has stalled. If a software project was performing like this, it would be time to consider terminating the current project and either starting over or abandoning the project goals on the basis that the technology and implementation choices that were made during the project aren't working. Unlike most software projects where you can throw one away and not take too bad a hit financially or schedule-wise, Starship suffers from both sunk cost fallacies and a narcissistic project leader. Moreover, the current problems that have stalled Starship's progress are very likely not the most difficult problems they have yet to solve. They don't know in detail what those problems are going to be because iterative development of a rocket is a bad idea. They can't see far ahead in their project, and that is going to lead to the failure of this project. I know I'm going to get comments like, Elon is way smarter than you. What the hell do you know about project management, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to get fewer of those. He's shown his ass to a wider public than before.